Well, Roscoe said, that's too bad, because you and your brothers do need the money. Anyway, I said I'd mention it to you while Mr. Benson and his men are off to Alder Creek to take up the trail of them ambushers. Dixie stiffened.
They are?
Yep. That old man said he was tired of waiting on Marshal Gus to bring in his son's killer. Said he reckoned he would handle the matter himself. Houston must have read the sudden concern in Dixie's face, because he mounted Aria and said, trouble?
Could be, Dixie said. Mr. Benson blames Marshal Gus for the death of his son. I hope he's calmed down enough to be reasonable and understand that it was his son's own fault that Charlie died in an ambush.
And maybe we should forget about Santa Fe, especially if Ruff's life is at stake. Dixie had to stretch a little to get her boot into High Man's stirrup. The stallion, unlike Aria, stood rooted until Dixie was firmly seated.
It won't take us long to find Deputy Pritchett and make sure that his prisoner arrives in Santa Fe. After that, we'll ride for Alder Creek and take up the ambush's trail.
Are you sure? Houston asked, looking doubtful. Dixie wasn't sure, but she nodded her head anyway. If this delay on account of Mitch cost Ruff his life, she would never forgive herself. On the other hand, Dixie felt strongly about her obligation to protect her prisoner from abuse and possible murder. She hadn't been wearing a badge when Deputy Pritchard barged into the marshal's office, knocked her half silly, and then callously taken Mitch by force. But badge or no badge, it had been the wrong thing to do, and Pritchard was a very bad lawman who needed a very good lesson in justice.